As we continue on this day with the novena to the Holy Spirit, which is scattered about, we also on this very special day celebrate the feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And perhaps of all the titles that the Blessed Mother has, it's maybe the oldest one. I read somewhere today that in the 4th century, St. John Chrysostom, around the year 374, used this title for the Blessed Mother. She indeed, who is the most holy daughter of God the Father, the most chaste spouse of God the Holy Spirit, and the Immaculate, ever-Virgin Mother of God the Son, is most definitely the closest to God, and therefore the help of those who are followers of God, who are followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And throughout the ages, especially the Middle Ages, when the enemies of the Church, particularly the heretics and the Saracens, or Muslims, attacked the Church, it was always under this title that the Blessed Mother was called upon and proclaimed. Later on, when it came close to the great Battle of Lepanto in 1571, the title of Our Lady of Victory was used, and also eventually after the great victory, the great miracle of the Battle of Lepanto by St. Pius V and his followers, called Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. And since then, October the 7th has been a day of celebration in honor of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. But today remains, nevertheless, Our Lady, Help of Christians. And it was to her in particular that St. Pius V turned. And later on in the 1800s, the great work of St. John Bosco and St. Maria Mazzarella were to be carried out under the aegis and the protection of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And she herself appeared to St. John Bosco on many occasions, and she herself traced on the ground in Turin the outline for the basilica, which is there to this day, the Basilica of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And so today, as we pray to the Holy Spirit, we invoke her assistance in all our tribulations in this world, but also to call upon us the gift of the Holy Spirit, with whom she is totally and completely imbued since the moment of her conception, that he may come upon us and assist us in all our tribulations, in the many, many battles which we have to wage on this earth as followers of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.